I am Julia Tracy, the director of Shepherd Snap Ed.
My name is Emma Barr. I am the assistant director of Shepherd Snap Ed.
So basically, give us an update on, you know, how Snap Ed has progressed in the past, say, year.
I would say one of our biggest pushes that we have had this year is adding more schools and getting more Shepherd students involved in the direct education piece. We have programs within the larger program, and one of those is the direct education with the nutrition lessons. And so we've been able to get students from Hypers as well as students from the education department.
One thing that we're kind of revamping since last year has been our Healthy Athlete Ambassador program. So last year we started off this program with Shepherd University athletes, and we would have them go out into the school and talk to children about being healthy and staying active and giving them a role model for someone to look up to. And it was received very well. The students really, they light up. It's so awesome to see their faces get so excited when somebody is there that plays a sport that they're interested in or has something in common with them. It makes them feel a little bit more tangible, like it's something that they can do. It's a goal that they can reach.
We are piloting a new curriculum this semester, so we are continuing with Learn, Grow, Eat, Go curriculum, and that's a nutrition/garden-based curriculum, and we are piloting Show Me Nutrition, which is geared more towards the nutrition part rather than the gardening part.
Part of the materials for the Show Me Nutrition, some examples of lessons that they are doing, are comparing white and brown rice and white and wheat flour. So it just gets, you know, second grade students, gets them looking at the difference of things, reading a nutrition label.
We have to use research-based curriculum. So Learn, Grow, Eat, and Go is research-based. And so is Show Me Nutrition.
How's this gone, this new curriculum?
I think it's gone
great. I really
great.
Like it.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you been able to see? She hasn't been able to see students yet out in the field. I went out and saw some students in second grade, and I really like it. This is strictly nutrition. And so the Learn, Grow, Eat, and Go was this combination of gardening and nutrition. But not every school is interested in the garden piece, so it's nice to have Show Me Nutrition for those schools who don't need the gardening aspect or don't want the gardening aspect. So the schools that do want that, we can weave in gardening, like for Spring Mills Primary. They're interested in this massive garden, so we are a resource for them for a big garden project that they have going this year.
Talk about why this is valuable to the students.
Well, I think it's valuable for them to see where their food comes from. For them to not just think that it comes from a supermarket across the street, you know, it comes from the produce section. It's really good to tell them where their food comes from and how they can grow it themselves if they want to. Just the nutrition behind it. And that's why I think it's so important that they get the nutrition and the gardening lessons, because they actually are understanding what is in this tomato that is making it good for me, and why is that better than just eating ketchup with all this sugar and salt added into it. So really breaking it down and bringing it back to the basics of why this is good for you, and, you know.
Yeah. And one of the larger goals of the statewide contract is to try to fight the obesity crisis. So I think with the nutrition and, you know, having them understand that, you know, we can grow our own food and we can be a little bit healthier, I think that's part of it as well.